Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Fuck the front line, bitch.
Any of you fucking pricks move, and I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you.
It's showtime, folks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cinema Flare here on cinemaflare.com and wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm your host, Wade Needham, and on this episode of Cinema Flare, I want to briefly talk over about one of my favorite movies. It's a very underrated movie, in my opinion. It came out back in 2007. That makes it sound like 2027. In 2007, it came out on August 3rd, 2007, to be specific. And that day holds a very special, close place in my heart because August 3rd is my birthday. And I remember when this movie was being advertised back in 2007, I kept telling everybody, I said, man, this is perfect. Coming out on my birthday. I'm a huge fan of Andy Samberg, and Ian McShane at the time too was really big on my radar because I loved his work on Deadwood. He played a perfect Al Swearengen, just a great actor. And to see him go from what he had done in his career at that point to doing a movie like Hot Rod, I was like, what is going on here? This is crazy, because this is a classically trained Shakespearean, serious, like, highly decorated actor, right? Ian McShane. And he's in an Andy Samberg movie. But I tell you, it was great going to the movie theater to see this. I went and saw it with my dad on my birthday that year. And I remember my dad just shook his head. He said, what the hell is this movie? He didn't get it. But I did. And I loved it. I loved every bit of it. It is a box office failure because it had a budget of $25 million and they only made $14.4 million at the box office. So it's definitely a box office failure. I'm not sure. They may have made their money back through, you know, rentals and digital purchases and whatnot. I don't know. I don't have those numbers. But this was a funny movie, man. It says the film stars Andy Samberg as an amateur stuntman, Rod Kimball, whose stepfather, Frank, continuously mocks and disrespects him. When Frank becomes ill, Rod raises money for his heart operation by executing his largest stunt yet. This movie, it was originally supposed to be for Will Ferrell, but that never happened. Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live, he convinced Paramount to let The Lonely Island do it. They were gaining fame at the time. They took over the film. And I think it was a better fit. You know, Will Ferrell, he had some funny movies, right? Step Brothers, you know, Anchorman, Old School. Like, a lot of great, iconic movies. This one wouldn't have fit him, I don't think. This was perfect. Perfect cast. Bill Hader was in it. Isla Fisher, Danny McBride, Sissy Spacek, you know. So many great names in this. It's just a funny movie overall. There was also even a performance by Queens of the Stone Age in this film. You know. I think the cast was perfect. Going back to cast real quick. Danny McBride. Shines as the character Rico. Who am I going to build ramps for now? I've been drinking green tea all day long. Ooh, you know, who I'm going to smash your dick hole in. You know, it's just funny. Danny McBride's a funny guy. He's a comedic genius. If you're not on the Danny McBride, you know, gravy train with biscuit wheels, you're really missing out on this guy. He had some great TV shows on HBO. He had Eastbound and Down as Kenny Powers, Vice Principals, and The Righteous Gemstones. He's funny. Everything he touches turns to gold. Also in the cast, Isla Fisher. Her character Denise offers a balance to the wackiness offered from Rod and his crew. Because we all know, he's Rod Kimball, and he likes to party. I too am Rod Kimball, and I like to party. No, you're not Rod. I'm Rod, and I know you don't like to party. An underlying message across this movie, though, is the importance of family, love, whether you're blood related or not, right? That's the underlying message of this. The love that Rod and Frank actually had beneath the surface, because their feud with each other, that was just a front. They deeply care for each other. Rod and Frank. Frank being his stepfather. And they're constantly feuding. They have a war, a fight in the basement at the beginning of the movie. There's ninja stars and there's, you know, Mayor Hammer be mighty and, you know, just all these different things. But these guys really cared for each other. Rod and Frank. Truly awesome connection right there. A lot of funny, wacky freaking scenes out of this. Some of my favorite scenes. I'm not going to talk about all my favorite scenes. I want to leave a little bit for those that have not seen this that may watch it after hearing this episode of Cinema Flare. But some of my favorite scenes is the montage when they're flying for Rod. And there is no tool in this pool. It's funny stuff. It just really is. The cool beans thing, you got to see it. You got to hear it. It's so stupid, but it's funny. It's hilarious, you know? There's references to so many other iconic movies as well and different things, a pop culture reference. Footloose gets some love in this as well as Rod goes into the woods and does a punch dance. Safe word, whiskey. Whiskey? You mean whiskey? Yeah, whiskey. Why are you saying it that way? Why am I saying it what way? To those that have not seen this movie, to hear me talk about it like this and throw the little inside jabs out there, you're probably wondering, like, dude, what the hell is this? Like, this sounds like dumb fucking baby talk, right? And it is. It really is. It's stupid. But it's so stupid, it's funny. It's so stupid that it's a lovable movie. It really is. You think about it, at its core, Hot Rod is a very family-oriented, wholesome, caring movie, not just for the family aspect, but for the love and respect and the camaraderie that Rod has for his crew, let alone with his stepbrother, his stepdad, and his mom. It's good. It's just a good movie with a good message with a lot of comedy in there. There's nothing else I can say about it. Hot Rod, 2007. Check it out. I know this review, talking about this movie, this is a lot different than the last couple reviews that I did. It's more off the script. I had some brief notes in front of me. I didn't script it like I did the other ones, which I admit that I have. I have scripted to a T and just read straight up. This was more just, boom, getting it right out there. I had a little more fun doing it. It's a lot quicker, too. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Cinema Flare podcast. You know, we got some more. There's more movies down the road that we're going to be talking about. And we have some guests on to talk about them as well for more long-term episodes. Lords of Dogtown, Pool Hall Junkies, Rounders, Nobody, The Golden Child, No Holds Barred, Who's Harry Crumb? Just to name a few, man. We got some movies on the list. We're talking about movies, right? Top Gun Maverick. I got to do a review of that. I saw it 3 times opening week. Top Gun Maverick. Holy crap. What a freaking movie that was. You know, maybe I'll hit up the bold one. I'll hit up Jeff. Maybe he and I could talk about it because I know he saw it and I know he loved it. And we've had him on many times here on Cinema Flare as well. But anyway, that's it. Thank you all for tuning in to Cinema Flare. Talk about Hot Rod, 2007's Hot Rod. Great movie. Check it out. There you go. Until next time, rock on.